We continue our learning Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Ham Yaakov and Pidchos Leo in the Durham Perek Tes Mishnah Ches Konam Yain She'eni Toeim Shehayayin Ra Lamayayim. You have a case where someone prohibits wine upon himself. He's not going to taste wine, but then he explains himself. He says, you know why? Because wine is bad for the intestines. And that's why he was under the assumption it's bad. So that's why he's taking this neder. But Omuloso, people said to him, Vahaloha Miyushan Yafel Amayayin. But Yain Miyushan, older wine, aged wine is good. And the Mishnah Bava Basra in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel says the difference between the aged wine is at least 3 years old. And that wine is good for the intestines. So this person had incorrect information. He was under the impression that all of wine is bad. But he was told now that Miyushan is good for you. So what's the halacha with this neder? So the Mishnah says, Hutar Ba Miyushan. So the Mishnah says, first of all, that he's mutter to have Miyushan wine. Clearly, he only had in mind wine that was going to be bad for him. But Velova Miyushan Bilvad Hutar Ela B'chol Hayayin. But it's not only Miyushan he's able to drink. The entire neder is null and void, and he's able to drink all wine by following Rabbi Akiva's halacha in Mishnah Vav that neder shehutar miktsasu hutar kulo. We have to be mindful of the fact that this is a little bit different. Take the examples from before where we said neder shehutar miktsasu hutar kulo. Let's say the person who took a neder he's going to fast, and then they came to him and said, oh, by the way, do you realize that there's a Shabbos and a Yontif in between? You're going to fast for a couple of weeks. What about Shabbos and Yontif? And he realized, oh, so there wasn't misinformation. It wasn't like he was unaware that there's a Shabbos in between. Here, the person was really didn't know. He thought all wine was bad. There, when it came to Shabbos Yontif, we gave a Pesach, we gave an opening, we explained to him why we should be able to be mati neder, maybe he'll have charata. So there maybe we could say neder shehutar miktsasu hutar kulo. Here this is a little bit different. Here is where a person has he completely was unaware of the information about wine. So maybe we wouldn't say, maybe the halacha would be different here. So it happens to be based on the Gemara Daf Chavav. We do say that they are a little bit different. And it really depends on what happens, how the person reacts when he finds out that he made a mistake. If when we tell him, by the way, Miyushan doesn't damage your intestines, he says, you know, had I known this, I wouldn't have made an eder at all. Or maybe I would have used a different formula for the neder. So then we follow Rabbi Akiva's halacha that the whole thing neder shuktar miktsasu hutar kulo. But let's say his response is, you know, I would have made a neder using basically the same thing with an extra statement, which would exclude yain miyushan. So then, if that's the way he reacts, so then the rest of the neder is not going to be canceled because of that reaction. Mishnah then says, Konam Batzal She'eni Toim Sha Batzal Ralale. Very similar. He have a person says he prohibits onions upon himself. He's not going to taste it because onions are bad for the heart. So says the Mishnah, Amulo Haloha Kufri Yafalalev. The Kufri onion is okay for the heart. That's good for the heart. So he didn't realize that. So Hutar Ba Kufri. So then, of course, he's able to eat the Kufri onion. But following Rabbi Akiva's halacha principle as well, that neder shehutar miktsasu hutar kulo, v'lo bakufi b'lvad hutar ela b'chol ha-besolim, he's able to eat all b'tzalim, the entire neder is canceled. And ma'ase haya v'hitiro Rabbi Meir b'chol ha-besolim, there was a case where Rabbi Meir, a person took such a neder, and he allowed this person to eat all types of onions, the entire neder was completely null and void. And this is just showing you that Rabbi Meir obviously held of Rabbi Akiva's opinion in a real case to show you that Rabbi Akiva's halacha is accepted. Perek test, Mishnah test. Poschin la'adam b'chvod atzmo u'b'chvod banav. Literally means that we can find grounds for an opening for a Pesach if it relates to a person's own honor, where the neder somehow is going to detract from a person's honor or the honor of chvod banav of his children. So take the following example. We're speaking about, we remember Mishnah, hey, we spoke about a person took a neder neder that where his wife can't get hanah from him. So the halacha is that he has to divorce his wife. So this, of course, can damage his reputation. It can damage the reputation of his children as well. That type of that argument is good in order to annul the neder to be used as a Pesach. So Omer Lo, the Mishnah says, Ilu ha-yisa yodea shalamachar omrim nalecha. Kachi vesto shel ploni megarish es nashav. If you knew that tomorrow people would say about you, oh, this guy's disposition. He divorces his wives. Or v'al benosecha yu omrin benos grusho sein. Marasa iman shalelu lizgarish. Or they'll say about your daughters, they'll ruin the reputation of your daughters. Let's say for a shidduch, they're going to say, oh, what exactly? Why was this woman? Why was their mother divorced? Aha, maybe there was some adultery that we should be concerned with. And it's going to ruin their reputation. And this is all now the father won't be able to marry off his daughters. Their reputation is ruined, or maybe his reputation is ruined, simply because he divorced his wife. Had he realized that, or I shouldn't say divorce, because he prohibited Hanah from his wife and therefore had to divorce his wife. So now if he's able to be matir that neder, then he won't have an obligation to divorce his wife. So that, the Mishnah says, can act as an opening. The Almighty responds, assuming he responds this way, Ilu ha-yisi yodea shakein lo ha-yisi noder. Had I known this, I never would have taken an neder. Had I realized that my reputation or my children's reputation would be damaged, harei zeh mutar, this is considered a hatara, this a Pesach is valid.